We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Another day of OTAs at One Bills Drive, and a day when the coordinators talk to the media. We've got one of them in studio with us now in his second year as the offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, Nathaniel Hackett. Welcome. It's been a while since we had you in here.
Thanks. I know. I love listening to your show.
You don't listen. Come on. You don't listen. Don't give me that.
I hear about it every
hear, I bet
My
you
wife
do.
Tells me about it.
You're grinding still in this offseason, don't you?
No doubt. We want to get everything rolling so we can win a Super Bowl. That's all that matters to me, getting in the playoffs, winning the division.
How can you be that intense in May and June? I mean, can you maintain that sort of intensity?
Heck yeah, I'm a football coach.
Yeah,
you sit there, I blink, I'm being paid to coach football. I mean, this is unbelievable. Hang out with guys like EJ and CJ and Sammy and Robert and Wood. I mean, it's an amazing thing to do. And if you don't have passion for it, you're never going to be successful. And I just love it. It's not that I'm grinding. It's just that I love it.
You mentioned Sammy, and 5 days into OTAs, it's pretty clear that this guy is a special talent, Sammy Watkins, isn't it?
I'll tell you, yesterday it was having Robert Woods and Sammy Watkins out there, and then you throw in Hogan and Marquise and all those guys, and I mean, it's fun to watch. I mean, it was a different deal yesterday. I think the quarterback, his feeling for those guys was so strong, and he was just putting that ball out there, anticipating it, and you know, those guys can make some great catches and make great catches and run after the catch, and it was fun to watch.
There are catches that Sammy makes that the quarterback sometimes doesn't have to put it right in the right spot. Sammy is going to make all of these quarterbacks look better, don't you think?
His catch radius is pretty impressive, and it's one of those things you just want to find him and give him the ball. We got a lot of guys that are like that, and I'm excited about giving them all the ball.
The one dimension that we don't see from Sammy in these OTAs is his work after the catch, because there's no contact, there's no tackling. But I've watched Clemson tape. The guy is like sturdy. He's strong on his feet. He's tough to bring down with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, he's a thick guy. I mean, I remember I was watching one of the games, and one of the first plays I saw, he caught a little post route, and two guys just, I mean, he should have gotten nailed. And he runs over both of them and then goes to the house. I mean, it was awesome. It was something fun to watch. And it's a little different in the NFL, though. I mean, as Robert found out, Marquise found out, I mean, it's a little different in the NFL. You have to learn how it works and go from there.
And while we're talking about receivers, another impressive guy in the receiver corps, 5 days of OTAs, has been Chris Hogan, I think.
What I'll tell you, 7-11.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always open. It doesn't make any sense to me. But no, he's done a great job. He understands the offense. He's done a great job with his speed. I think that's really helped him. He's gotten a lot faster, and he's just such a big, strong guy. And you know, he loves being out there. It's one of those things. So it's fun to see what he's done, and he really has done some nice things.
I asked him if he was bigger than last year. He denied it, but maybe he's just playing bigger or something.
I think that's what it is. It's for anybody. Whenever you're in a system for 2 years in a row, everything's easier. You know, you just get to breathe easy. You know what's going on. You're not running plays. You're playing those plays. You know, you're actually playing football. It's not, ooh, what is that? Okay, that's what I have. It's, I know what I got, and I get to attack, and I get to understand where I fit. I think it's all the guys. I mean, just watching Robert the other day, Marquise, I mean, all those guys, that Kevin Elliott, all the guys that have been around here and have seen it, they've got that ability to really attack and not just try to think about what the play is.
Bills offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett in studio with us. Tell me about EJ Manuel and what differences you see from last year to this year so far.
Well, I mean, just like those other guys, I mean, being a rookie, there's so many things that are going on, just from the speed of the game, the amount of the playbook, the change of the offense that he's been in for 5 years at Florida State. I think he was there 5 or 4. Mm-hmm. And I mean, just that whole transition as you were is so hard on a guy. And then you add in some of the other things that were going on with him throughout the whole year with the injuries and stuff and, you know, starting, not starting. And then now it's like, okay, it's a clean slate, but he already knows the offense and he doesn't have all those distractions. So now it's his focus, his demeanor, his understanding of what it takes to be a quarterback in the NFL and what he has to do. Just how he presents everything, how he presents himself in the huddle, how he runs the huddle, how he throws the ball. There are throws that he's making, or at least attempting, that he never would have because he wouldn't have understood where he should have gone with the ball. And I think those are the things that are exciting to see him as he develops into what he wants to be. And I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, he's a guy that knows he wants to prove a lot, and he's got all the skills, and he's going to do that.
I feel like we saw a lot of that yesterday's practice, Tuesday's practice, when EJ and the other quarterbacks, but your offense in general was firing it downfield. You were taking some big shots downfield yesterday.
It was fun. There were some good things. It's a roller coaster in these OTAs.
Yeah.
You know, there's some great stuff and there's some bad stuff. And I think that, you know, all the quarterbacks have had some good moments and some what are you doing moments. And yesterday just happened to be one of those good ones. And without pads, it's just kind of like flag football anyway. So I'm just not trying to get too excited or too upset.
Me too. That's all we have, though, OTAs here in early June. You mentioned to me how EJ's approach seems a little bit different this year than it was a year ago. His demeanor, maybe?
Yeah, it's the demeanor. It's the way that he's working. He's so much more focused, I think, is what it is. It's he understands how people look at him and the things that he has to prove. And I feel as though he wants to prove them, everybody, himself primarily, just prove everybody wrong, because he knows what kind of player he can be. And he knows the work that he could put in on and make himself better. Because there were so many things that he missed that he's upset about, going, wow, you know, there were some things I could have done. But as a rookie, those are hard. And that's what I try to explain to him. You know, you're not going to be able to make that play as a rookie. That's hard. And now he's starting to feel that. So that's where it's getting to. And it's his just ferocity to say, look, I'm going to work harder than everybody. I mean, I challenge him. I say, work harder than me. Let's go, man. he's doing his best to do that. He's not going to, though.
There's so much on EJ's shoulders, it seems. Maybe unfairly. But when you look at the weapons that have been placed around him, when you look at the expectations.
There's pressure on everybody. I mean, EJ plays a position because that's what it's always been like for a quarterback. Let's be real. I mean, any quarterback across this league, no matter what, is going to be the one that everybody looks at, no matter what. And I think he knows that. I don't think that bothers him. He just wants to be great. I mean, and that's all you can ask from a guy. He wants to put in all the work. He wants to do whatever it takes. He just wants to work, become great, and do every single thing he can to do that. And that's all you can ask for.
Offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett in studio with us. Tell me how your relationship with EJ and the quarterbacks is changed, or how the interaction has changed with a new quarterbacks coach, with the quarterback coach, and he's in the room with those guys. Has it changed much at all?
It hasn't. I'll tell you, Coach Downing has been awesome. I mean, he's a guy that you know, I wanted somebody that could be there for those guys at all times, that could allow me to concentrate on the other guys and kind of how everything fits together. And my relationship with those guys is never going to change. I think it's one of those things is with the quarterback changes, and I think since I've been here, we've had 10 quarterbacks come into this building. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, last year was just nuts. And I think to have that, have somebody there, it's more for support. And he also has coached a great player in Stafford at Detroit. So he brings a ton to the table to help those guys. And, I mean, it's so positive. Both he and Haas are so positive. And Rob, all the guys that we've got here coming into this thing are to make me better as a coach, because I just want to get better. I want to work hard. I want to become better just like the players do. And I think those guys have really pushed me, have pushed the players, and they just get to kind of put their thumb on those guys even more, and I get to put my thumb on the whole offense as a group and hold everybody accountable. So when it comes to quarterbacks, hey, I go in there and I'm still with those guys, but Todd's doing a great job, and I'm so lucky to have him here.
What sort of a role have you carved out for Jim Hostler, the senior offensive assistant, at least now in OTAs? I know in the season he's got a different set of duties. Right?
I'll tell you, there's nothing better than having a guy that's able to evaluate everything. I mean, there isn't. I mean, my dad used to do it for me at Syracuse. I mean, he would critique how I coached, how I looked at things. I mean, to have Coach Haas here with as much experience as he has had is amazing. I mean, to be out there and just talk about just how we do our walkthrough, how we do our routes first air and all those things, just to make everything more efficient, because that's all we want. We just all want to be accountable, and we all want to always be on that upswing to becoming great and getting to the playoffs and winning the Super Bowl. And he's a guy that's won a Super Bowl. So for him, he looks at everything. I mean, he's watching everything. He's watching me. He's watching the quarterbacks. He's watching the wide receivers, the line. He watches the film with everybody. Every single thing we can do to get better, no matter how small, no matter how big it might be, that's the key. And that's what Coach Haas does. He always has that extra, hey, what about this? Hey, bring this up. Hey, this and that, which has already made us so much better. I mean, just how we've changed some of the things just since he and Todd and Rob have been here is going to make us so much better. I'm so happy to have him.
You know, we talked about, I want to ask you about the running back group, and we talked about placing too much emphasis on OTAs. We've only got five, but one of the standouts to my eyes has been one of the new guys, Booby Dixon, who runs hard and has a great attitude, it seems, on the
field. He's awesome. It's funny. My best friend works out of the 49ers, and I called him right away and said, hey, what's going on? He goes, you are going to love this guy. I mean, he comes and brings that energy every day. Yeah. He's like, he is a clone of you, except I'm not as buff as him. But he's been so much fun to have out there. I mean, he's a workhorse. He goes hard, and I mean, he works. And you know, for him, it's still that standpoint of learning the system, understanding the system, and understanding where he's got to be. But when he gets it, he goes hard, and he's fun to have in there. He fits in good with the group.
You have a dynamic running back in C.J. Spiller, who struggled with a high ankle sprain all last year. Healthy now. He told us last week how good he feels. What can you do differently for C.J. this year, and how can you use him more effectively?
All kinds of fun things. I mean, you could put him all over the place. And I think that's something that when you have the depth at that position, you're allowed to do that. When you're healthy and you have the depth at that position, you have the ability to do a lot of different things with running backs, especially a guy like C.J. Spiller that's very dynamic, and Fred and Bryce, all these guys. It's so exciting. Heck, Frank, putting all those guys. Do whatever you can have. If you have that depth, it allows you to do more. And the longer everybody plays together and works together, the more things you can do. And I think that's for us to get consistency with the same lineup, with the same group, and keep people healthy allows us to really expand the things that we can do with everybody.
Offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett in studio with us. Tell me what your goals are in OTAs. You've got, five down and next, I think you got about five more to go before you get to minicamp.
We only have five in that minicamp. I think the thing is for everybody, just keep learning the system, understand the system, understand the different nuances, and take what the defense gives you. You know, Coach Schwartz has been very aggressive, and it's fun to go against because it's a lot more realistic on what we'll face each week. And I think
last year's defense was all over the place.
There were people all over the place, and that's something that we face too. So we have to be ready for that. But for this, it's most of the games that we play are more traditional things, and I think that's what Coach Schwartz does, and he does it really good. And I think for us that helps EJ just seeing cover two. I mean, he never saw cover two one time until he got into a game. Just to have that mentality and understand just whole new coverage that shows up a ton in the NFL is going to help EJ, help all the wide receivers on what we're trying to accomplish. And we've taken advantage of it sometimes, and it's killed us a couple times. So I think that all that stuff, just understanding defenses, understanding the progressions, understanding the offense, just getting better. I mean, the good thing is we're not putting stuff new in. It's all stuff that the guys have had, they've heard. So it's now repeating it and giving it to them all over again. Kind of like if you had to go back to senior year in high school again, you got to go back, you'd probably do it better. You know a lot more. It's the same thing with these guys right now, is that they're getting to understand the system and do more now.
Nathaniel, thank you. Great
My
to have
pleasure.
You in here. We
got
to do it
My
more
pleasure.
Often, man.
Hey, I'm here.
I know
I'll
you are. You're here all the time.
That's true.
Nathaniel Hackett, Bills offensive coordinator, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.